Cars are jamming an Alaska Railroad parking lot near Portage as Whittier-bound travelers abandon their cars to take free railroad shuttle service to and from the seaport town. A rock slide closed highway access to Whittier almost a month ago, and state crews are laboring to remove hundreds of tons of debris blocking the road as soon as possible. But Whittier residents want to know, how quickly will that be? APRN's Ellen Lockyer reports.
It's pretty quiet on an early Tuesday afternoon in downtown Whittier. Quite a few passengers disembarked from a colorful Alaska Railroad car that had hauled Whittierites, visiting university students, tourists, and fishermen into town from a dusty whistle stop off the Seward Highway. The students haul their packs and equipment out of the baggage car. That's how supplies get to Whittier these days, by railroad boxcar, unless the supplies are too big to fit.
We haven't really started yet for the season. We're just trying to get geared up, but it is slowing things down a lot.
Larry Busman runs the local marine hardware store in Whittier.
If this time of year, we usually have a lot of people coming down to get their boats ready and go out fishing, go out shrimping, go out bear hunting and stuff, and they're not able to get here. So that makes a big difference for us. We can't get in any supplies or any tourists, so it's affecting us a lot.
The roadblock is a big problem because the first cruise ship is due in Whittier on May 16th, and businesses there are gearing up for the onslaught of visitors. The season, as they call it, lasts only 100 days. Over at the Anchor Inn, the town's venerable watering hole with a bar and restaurant in the same room, there's no shortage of conversation over Budweisers and Coronas.
Getting real hard. I just got off the phone with my refrigerated seawater guy. I run a tender, and I need work done, you know, and he's having a hard time getting his tools in here and, you know, all of his equipment to fix my boat so I can go fishing on the 14th, you know. Now it's just getting right down to the wire.
Burly, red-bearded Dale Etheridge finishes his hamburger and fries.
There's already a lot of Anchorage people missing fishing because there's a lot of pot fish shrimpers out here, you know, and they've missed, you know, 2 weeks already. Well, the harbor's just really crying, you know.
Whittier has one of the busiest boat harbors in the state. Commercial and recreational boats jam the floats, and there is a 12-year waiting list for a slip. The east side boat ramp was replaced recently to accommodate traffic. Harbor Master Ed Barrett says the harbor is owned by the city and run like a business. So far, the road closure has little impact on the harbor, but there will be when the season starts, because right now, boat owners cannot haul their craft in on trailers. No trailers, no ramp fees for the harbor. And commercial fishing starts next week, too. It's frustrating a lot of people like Bill Cook.
My boat is in Portage because DOT said on their website Sunday that the tunnel was going to open up at 5 o'clock Tuesday morning, okay? So on Monday, I jumped up and got my boat and brought it to Portage, and I can't get through.
Etheridge says every day lost to auto traffic costs.
Yeah, it was supposed to be open yesterday, and then they said another week from yesterday, so, but I don't think it's going to open.
As we speak, the fast ferry Chiniga slips silently from the Whittier dock, sans its load of cars, another business opportunity lost. The 14-story baggage towers houses all Whittierites. Its elevators hardly ever slow down, with kids on bikes, ladies with dogs, mechanics, and all kinds of denizens coming and going. It's also a good place to stop and shoot the breeze.
I lived here for 20 years and before the tunnel road was built, so, you know, not that big of a deal.
Hopefully they will have the situation resolved here in a couple of weeks before the cruise ships come in, because that's what my job depends on.
The baggage towers houses the city offices, too. Whittier City Manager Mark Ernest says Whittier is coping, but it's getting harder.
You know, we depend on the businesses being open and operating for a lot of most of our revenues. And the delay is really starting to eat in to what we've budgeted. Whittier has about a 5-month season. Most of the revenues that we receive are generated over that time frame, and this has eaten up about three and a half weeks.
Ernest credits the Alaska Railroad with helping get people in and out as best it can, but he says businesses need full-time access to thrive. State highway crews did some heavy blasting on Tuesday on the overhang rocks above the slide to bring down anything that may fall in the future. The Department of Transportation posts updates on the progress of the cleanup work every evening. So far, experts called high scalers are scrambling at the area above the slide to pry loose rocks free. The work of hauling rock away is slowed, too, because the trucks are only partially loaded to comply with bridge load limits. And the best guesstimate on a road opening, a limited opening at that, is early Friday. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.